The German state of Bavaria held regional elections last weekend. Everyone expected the ruling Christian Social Union, or CSU, to lose its absolute majority that it's been used to for years. And that's exactly what happened. To discuss, DW political correspondent Thomas Sparrow is here. Hello, Thomas.
Hello, nice to be with you.
Welcome back to Inside Europe. Now, this is a regional election in the southern state of Bavaria in Germany. Why is this so important in the whole national political scene in Germany?
Well, regional elections are always interpreted in a more broader federal way here in Germany as to see what voters may believe in, what problems there are. But in the specific case of Bavaria, there are certain elements that make this particularly important. One of them, obviously, one of the key topics here, migration. You know that most of the migrants that came in to Germany at the height of the refugee crisis did so through Bavaria. That's one element that makes this particularly important. Another one, obviously, the fact that the Conservatives in Bavaria, and you mentioned them, the CSU, are the sister party of the Conservatives as a whole in Germany, the CDU. You may think that the Conservatives in Germany are one party, but in fact they are two. The General Conservatives, that's Angela Merkel's party, and the sister party in Bavaria. And in fact, members of the sister party in Bavaria are also members of the federal cabinet here in Berlin. So whatever happens in Bavaria may have direct implications to what happens here in Berlin.
Okay, why do the Conservatives lose so much support?
Well, they were already losing support, in particular to the far-right Alternative for Germany. And what the Conservatives in Bavaria tried to do was to, in a way, emulate part of the strategy of the AfD, using some of their messages and their tactics as well. And that seemed to fail. That didn't work. So that's one element that can explain why they had such a bad result. Another element is that there was obviously a key focus on migration. Migration has been the big topic in Germany and especially in Bavaria in the last few years. But if you look at what voters actually think and what voters actually want, they were telling politicians that there are other issues that are also important, whether you're talking about healthcare or the environment or education or infrastructure. And it seems that other parties, smaller parties, managed to do that much better than the Conservatives did in Bavaria.
Okay. Another one of the major parties that have dominated German politics for decades and who currently rule at a national level in the coalition is the Social Democrats, or SPD. What happened to them in the election?
Well, they had an even worse result. It was around 9.7% of the vote, a terrible result for them. And part of their problem, not only in Bavaria, but also in other parts of Germany as well, is that voters don't seem to know what exactly they stand for nowadays. They sort of have lost a bit of their profile. And that is something that you see in regional elections. Also, you saw that in the federal elections here last year. And that's something that has obviously been very difficult for the Social Democrats. They are, as you say, in the federal coalition with Angela Merkel. And this also just increases the pressure on Angela Merkel as a whole. Her Conservatives facing a crisis, her partners, the Social Democrats, also facing a crisis. You can imagine what the situation is right here in Berlin for Angela Merkel and her government.
And so what comes next for her and her government?
Well, at a regional level, obviously, now Bavaria and in particular the CSU, you have to find a coalition partner. At a federal level, obviously, they're trying to find out how to deal with this. And there's another important election at a regional level coming up in a few days' time in the state of Hesse. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Hesse is not as important as Bavaria. But again, these regional elections are analysed in a more federal, broader way. So whatever happens there, if the Conservatives and the Social Democrats also have a bad result in Hesse, then we might see some concrete results. How have politicians reacted so far at a federal level by saying we don't want to make any radical changes, any radical decisions, because precisely that could impact the results in Hesse? And even after the elections in Hesse, there will be some regional party conferences or some federal party conference. For example, the CDU or the SPD will also have a specific party meeting. And there we could see some of the decisions that I'm talking about. So for now, they are waiting to see what happens in Hesse before making any radical decisions.
And maybe we'll see this trend continuing where voters are choosing the smaller parties, some fringe parties, instead of the big traditional ones.
Well, I think that's particularly interesting about this election and about the situation in Germany and about the fact that this is not only a situation in Bavaria and in Germany. It's something that you see in many countries around Europe as well. The fact that the more established traditional parties on the centre left or the centre right of the political spectrum are losing ground, and they're losing ground because other smaller parties like, well, the AfD, for example, in Germany, or the Greens in Germany as well, or other parties in other countries of Europe are gaining ground precisely because they are attracting some of the voters that have felt disappointed by the traditional parties.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Thomas Sparrow, thank you very much for your expert analysis. Thomas Sparrow, political correspondent from DW in Berlin.
Okay, thank you, Keith.